SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that he shares the relief of millions of Americans now that the 43-day federal government shutdown has come to an end. But during an appearance on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican suggested that Democrats overplayed their hand in the standoff. Johnson argued that by allowing the shutdown to continue as it did, as long as it did, Democrats bit off more than they could chew.
Some of them regretted it. Some of them are in tough swing districts for their upcoming reelects, and they didn't want to be a part of forcing any more pain on the American people, because this was real. I mean, it was really felt by a lot of people. As you know, you had millions of American families that went hungry over these 43 days, the longest shutdown in history. As you noted, you had people stranded in airports because of canceled flights. You had troops wondering where their next paycheck would come from. And enough Democrats woke up and said, man, I don't think I want to be associated with that anymore. So we got it done, and I'm glad it's finally over.
A January 6th defendant has been granted a second pardon.
Daniel Edwin Wilson of Louisville, Kentucky, was under investigation for his role in the January 6th Capitol riot when authorities found six guns and roughly 4,800 rounds of ammunition in his home. Because of prior felony convictions, it was illegal for him to possess firearms. When President Donald Trump pardoned hundreds of January 6th defendants, Wilson remained behind bars because of the separate firearms conviction. But Trump has now granted Wilson a second pardon, and he was released Friday evening. I'm Donna Warder.
The Labor Department will release its numbers on September hiring and unemployment next Thursday, a month and a half late due to the government shutdown. A lack of data means that the Federal Reserve, businesses, policymakers, and investors have largely been in the dark about several economic mix. This is SRN News. What happens when you die?
The Family Research Council has released a poll of American churchgoers that asked that question, and the results are disturbing. Amongst adults who attend worship services regularly, only 36% believe that when they die, they will go to heaven because they have accepted Christ. 11% of churchgoers think they will go to heaven because they've been good, and 14% say they will go because it's the only place available, meaning they do not believe in hell. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida's attorney general has filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, arguing that the organization is misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It is the latest legal challenge aimed at the drugs, which are now the most common way to terminate a pregnancy in this country. Pro-life advocates have increasingly targeted the pills in the wake of the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The planned merger of two railroads still seems to be on track. Bill Alexander reports.
Shareholders of Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern have backed the railroad's proposed $85 billion merger to create the nation's first coast-to-coast rail network. Roughly 99% of both railroads' shareholders voted to support the largest rail merger in history, but the U.S. Surface Transportation Board must still approve it before the deal can be completed. A group of nine Republican state attorneys general on Friday raised competition concerns about the merger plan.
Police have arrested a suspect who tried to confront acting U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Alina Haba, earlier this week. In a post, Attorney General Pam Bondi said, "We got him." She added the suspect is now in custody and thanked the FBI, U.S. Marshals, and Homeland Security for making the arrest. No one was injured in the attack. Officials say the man tried to enter Haba's office on Wednesday armed with a baseball bat. More details, SRNNews.com.